I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Stopping the Stigma. Special coverage on Dave and Dujanovic.
Got to stop the stigma. Ladies, we got to get our mammograms. The statistics were staggering to me when I heard Amanda Dixon, Tim Hughes reporting it this morning on Utah's Morning News. 40% of women in Utah missed their breast cancer screenings last year, Dave. And Huntsman Cancer Institute, we actually talked to them yesterday. We recorded an interview with Dr. Phoebe Freer. She's chief of their breast imaging center there at Huntsman Cancer Institute, about why this is so critical.
Finding a cancer on a screening mammogram before you can feel it or have symptoms from it decreases the breast cancer death rate by about 40 to 50% in the women who actually get regularly screened.
Find it before you can feel it. That is news. That's interesting because I think a lot of, certainly me, I can speak for myself. That's always been where, you got to take it seriously once you can feel something. Well, that's probably too late, or it's certainly later than it needs to be.
The woman that has the most beautiful voice in all of radio across Utah, Rebecca Cressman of FM 100, part of our work family, is on the line with us live. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. I appreciate you guys talking about this because, yeah, it's a serious concern, isn't it, that we had so many people skip their screenings and their mammograms during the pandemic.
For those who might not know your story and your journey, you put your mammogram off, if I'm recalling my information right from Utah's Morning News report this morning, by 4 months. And that procrastination cost you.
It at least is part of what I believe is the full story, because I have been getting mammograms every year since I was 35, because there is family history for me. My mother did die from breast cancer, so I started early, and I got busy. And instead of having it at 12 months, it was an extra 4 or 5 months. I got that mammogram, and then on the screen, they were able to spot the tumor, and then through surgery, discovered that the cancer had spread not only from that tumor location, but into the lymph nodes. And it's all about finding it before. If we can, we want to find breast cancer before it even spreads into a tumor. And you can do that. Mammograms can find that cancer before, as Dave was saying, before it can be felt, touched, before you see any puckering on the skin. And so 4, 5, 6 months, a year can make a difference, because your cancer can keep growing in that time invisibly, and you don't even know it's within you.
You talk about those signs of puckering. There can be even signs of bruising. There can be signs of discharge. These are some of the signs to look for. Rebecca, what other advice do you give to women now when you talk about this?
What I talk about is we're all really, really busy. And one thing, though, that we should never put off is anything that's a serious threat to us. So breast cancer is your number one cancer killer of women in Utah. And so it's a threat. It is, just by being a woman, it's a threat for us. So don't put it off. You might think you're healthy. You might be thinking, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I exercise, I'm good to go. Breast cancer isn't about that. Just because you're a woman, you can develop it within your breast. So you want to get those mammograms, and then you want to get them regularly, because they can check them year after year, look at the screens, the x-rays, and say, wow, we see a change. So you want to kind of have a baseline, and each year check that for changes. So don't put it off. There's no baseball game. There is no, kids activity. There's no dinner that you need to cook that's more important than 20 minutes of getting a mammogram, because I would love for the next group of women that I talk to, if they found it early and wouldn't have to have gone through what I'm going through, right? I went through chemo, radiation, and I'm recovering now from a bilateral mastectomy. If we can, I'd like to prevent that for other women. And I know that mammograms every year can help us find it early. Thanks.
Rebecca, thank you so much for sharing your story, because I think it's difficult to talk about any struggles with health, but especially when you're talking about something like breast cancer that affects so many people. Can you help me know, as a husband, as a father, what role can I play to help support my wife or my daughter? What can I do? Because I think, obviously, anytime we're talking about sensitive areas, it gets a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that, Dave, because a lot, and I can't say it's in every family dynamic, but often the mom kind of takes on the role of like chief medical officer, you know, and is making sure kids, people are going to the urgent care and, you know, this and. And what we need is for husbands and friends and family members to say, hey, I love you, to the women in your life. Did you get your mammogram this year? And then let's just take 5 minutes together right now and book that appointment for you. And I will take whatever needs to happen that day off your plate and make sure it happens. Just make that commitment for that woman, because she may not realize that all that procrastination is actually going to lead to a more difficult prognosis in the future.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to help carry that for her and make a commitment to her. And I don't think it needs to be that awkward to just say, I love every part of you, your eyeballs, your breasts, your feet. I mean, you know, we take care of all of our health. So let's take care of this.
Oh, Rebecca.
For each other.
Well, I love you so much. You're such a great friend, and I'm so appreciative of your time. Let's remind women, age 40 every year.
Yes.
Age 40.
Yes, that's my recommendation. Age 40 every year. And if you can stay close to 12 months, do it.
Yeah.
And then also, if you have family history, you're going to start earlier. So you talk to your healthcare provider and say, how early should I start? And then compare those images year after year, so you're in the know. It's a lot less scary to know that you're okay than to worry that, well, I wonder if something is growing inside me. Just find out. If you're clear, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
if they find it early, that's even better.
Yeah.
Right?
And
so thank you.
Well, thank you.
And we know that a lot of providers, a lot of insurance providers provide this preventative care for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or extremely discounted. So it's even though they can be expensive, most providers cover this kind of stuff. So Rebecca Cressman.
May I just add, Dave, that the Department of Health will provide free mammograms for moderate to low income women. You don't have to have no insurance. You might just be underinsured.
Oh, really?
So you can get free mammograms. You just reach out to the Utah Department of Health, their Utah Cancer Control Program, and they'll provide them for free.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca, thank you so much. That's a great bit of information. We do not want any woman in Utah, any woman in America, any woman in the world to go without this cancer screening. It is so imperative. And thank you so much for being so willing to share your journey with us. She's amazing. She's just a bright light, and she just always stays very, very positive. And we always appreciate her sharing. And this is not the first time she's been on the show.
Yeah.
Did she help you with that? What your role is? Did
Debbie,
that help you, Dave?
First of all, I had no idea. I had no idea. And I think so many of us, we don't realize. We don't know what people are going through. So her being so open, I appreciate that so much. But I can tell you right now, having this conversation, I've already texted my wife.
Aww,
and I'm like, hey, I learned some stuff on the show, by the way. Here's the 3-step process and what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Is that cool? I think that's how I ended the text.
Is that cool?
That's
super, super cool.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.